The dreams at night have gotten ever more persistent, even longer each time as well, floating through the void between. And in a dream, time can feel stretched. Stretched out, made more available to your body and your perception, so there seems to be more of it. The memories recur, masturbatory, beautiful, sexual fantasy, tied to a place, a certain dark closet with a comfortable chair. And in that place, your body heavy, remembering how heavy it was when that peculiar woman rode you, controlled you, and you saw the vision of your future, your destiny, chained by your corrupted desire, the perverse desire to obsessively lose yourself in the pleasures of the flesh, to fuck her to the exclusion of all other thought. You know that's the path you're on. The path you're on now, and your cock is guiding you toward. You're welcoming its guidance, in fact, and will continue to welcome it. Through everything you do from here on out. Laying in your bed, your length hard. That's your dream as well. But you see her, her eyes fixated and focused upon your cock, locked onto your cock. She is controlled by it as much as you are. Both of you seduced by the potential for pleasure. Even in your fantasies, laying here in the dark in your bed, you see that. The possibility of subsuming all desire and all thought in your hard cock, and what can be done, bodies coupling together in pleasure. It's so wonderful when she helps your length to sway, when her tendrils, the darkness, the things she does to you in the dark, with you in the dark, when it all comes together and takes you to heights of pleasure beyond anyone's ordinary understanding. You long for her so deeply. Hunger for her in new ways, ways you didn't have a name for before. Every minute of every day, and you know that hunger will only grow. A pit inside that she can fill so easily, but nothing else quite can. It will only increase each and every time you are in her grasp. You see her breasts. You see her lips. You see her eyes, her fingers wrapped around your length. You know they are all only parts and pieces, ways she can bring you pleasure. Tools, being worn or puppeted by something vaster, something stronger, the radiation of that something soaking into your body every time you return to her office, and the vast intelligence behind her, driving her like a puppet but a realistic one that loves and adores and dotes on you. That is what is watching you, and in particular, every time you return to her private little closet where she can seduce you and train you in the dark. You know that this beautiful, olive-skinned, dark-haired woman is training you. You know she's conditioning you, placing you in a particular pathway of thinking. But she's doing it through her own surrender to the allure of your cock, her desire for your body, the warmth of the two of you coupling together. And that temptation is one you can get behind, isn't it? Whatever her true motive, whatever her true desire, she's more than happy to sexually satisfy the both of you using her designs, using the tools of her body, her will, and in satisfying you, in tempting you, in seducing you, to exhaust you and drain your energy away, leaving you obsessively moaning and jerking your cock. Which keeps happening when you dream, when you sleep, when you rest, your dreams increasing in intensity as you think of how good it feels to couple with her. Your mind falling into the trap of pleasure as you jerk your cock and masturbate your mind away. Waiting for her to finally let your cock inside of her, to bend her over and bed her, perhaps, fuck her, fill her. Feel how it feels to be inside of her, captured in her pussy and in her grasp. Your cock wants it. Your mind wants it. You love what your body, what your cock, what your presence does to her. And you love what she does to you. You're enjoying your body more, enjoying your length more. Shaft, balls, cock, all under her influence, licked, massaged, touched. You love the way she worships. You're feeling better about your length and about your sexual satisfaction than you have at any other point in your personal history. You could search your memories and try to think back to times before this seductive witch, this figure in the dark, took hold of you and began doling out pleasure. But the hold remains regardless, even when you return home. Even when you dream, especially when you're in the dark. Even in the one-time refuge of your bed, now your bed is home to warm, masturbatory memories and constant twitching, orgiastic dreams of release. You ceaselessly lose yourself to the rhythm, touching yourself, and now you just know you want to go see her. This will be an escalation. This will be an increase. This will be more than any other time before. It flows like a dream, with that stretched out, compressed time kind of feeling. And before long, you've arrived at the hospital, the large place with the small health park in which you can find her office. That office flashes through your memory, and your arousal shoots up. You are instantly hard. Your mind climbs inside the hardness of your cock, and in no time at all, you're barely remembering your route, your travel, anything other than how hard it is to resist stroking yourself, resist masturbating. But if you're patient, she'll do it all for you. The mantras, the repetitions she invited you to participate in, they stick. You love how your cock controls her, and you love how she controls your cock. You love everything about your time together. You crave the next time she takes hold of you and guides you to mutual pleasure, into which you will both fall with reckless abandon. And now you're headed for her, waiting for the chance to feel her caress, the offering of her influence, and the deep, relaxed, following way she helps you feel. The hospital is dark, with its flickering lights. But instead of going into the labyrinth-like main structure, you turn down a side hallway which remains mostly close to the walls of the facility, close to the outer edge. And so, when you turn in that hall and find her office, you find it with its paintings stained around the eyes, with the skylights blotted out despite how new this building is, with its suspiciously healthy, suspiciously wet and shining plants overgrowing their pots. But you find it there, the counselor's office. As you go to knock on the door to her office, it opens before you even manage. She's right inside. She's already nude. She knew it was you somehow, you're sure. You see her nipples are pointed, her breathing is heavy, labored, desperate. Her olive skin, long dark hair lure you in as they always do. Her inner thighs are shining with her juices. That beauty invites you to her embrace, and you enter the room. You waste no time removing your clothes as she closes the door behind you. You hear her gasp and groan when your cock is revealed, and then she takes it in hand immediately. Faced with her beautiful body and her moans, you're already hard, the way she almost seems likely to bend down and pull your cock between her breasts or into her mouth immediately. How thoroughly seduced and enamored she is with your body, your cock, your length, dripping pre-cum. You are seduced by her in turn. You surrender to your arousal, staring at her breasts, watching her ass jiggle as she walks ahead of you. Instead of waiting for you to proceed into the room, she keeps hold of your cock and tries to guide you, putting one hand on your shoulder. You turn the tables. You make a move on her, sliding closer, wrapping your arms around her shoulders, leaning upon her heavily, burying your face against her shoulder, rubbing your cock between her thighs as she lets go of it. She lifts herself up a little, then drops back down with the lips of her sex against your cock. How quickly she took it from throbbing and standing free and erect to being captured between her thighs and feeling the drip of her juices from her aroused sex. Captured. Caught between her thighs, aware of just how much you're thinking with your cock, just how much she's loving the feeling of your hard shaft rubbing her clit and pussy lips as she grinds down. You love this, and you're more than willing to keep your cock there as the two of you walk awkwardly across the room, pleasure making both of your knees shake as you approach the dark closet where the two of you will sit, in the comfortable place she's set aside for your sexual escapades, and you will indulge. The way her juices are running down your cock, the way she's kissing your shoulder and neck desperately, wrapping her arms around and lightly running her nails down your back, the hunger in her, tells you that pleasure is sure to follow. Only now that you're in contact with her juices once more, the saliva from her kiss, the dripping feeling from her pussy, just letting itself slide and glide on your cock. Only now that you're in contact with it all once more, do you realize how much you were hungering. There was a hunger you were suffering from when you were laying in wait, laying in bed, masturbating to take the edge off. A craving for her that you were only now aware that you had. You were craving her juices, saliva, just the touch of her skin, her pussy, something to feed your addiction and craving, something to satisfy you long enough that you could focus on what was going on to take the edge off your hunger for her. And the dark hunger from when, in the darkness, her tendrils milked you dry, and her many licking, lapping tongues, mouths, in that dark place, brought you to ecstasy, release, escape, abandon, and then fucking and thrusting into her, became your obsession. An obsession reawakened by those fluids which seemed to you to suggest the most naughty and perverted fantasies, suggest it might be a good idea to live them all with her. With her in your grasp and you in her thrall. Yes, each moment she rubs herself against you, this grows more and more true. You've briefly glimpsed the reality behind her, that she is something larger, more complex, more intelligent. Her juices are soaking into you, though, your cock pressing into her, and the heating, arousing effect of all her fluids combining, the juices building up in your system, awakening an obsession you can almost forget when you're away from her, except for the dreams. Except for the times you wake up with your cock throbbing, awakened in your bed, seduced and controlled by her desire. Which has been referred and stored in your mind, planted as a seed, which will be watered and will grow, just as the desire for you has grown in her. The escalation of her desire, and how close your cock is, you nude in her arms, the two of you mingling fluids and desires already, your cock is against her pussy, your length sliding, your length covered in her juices. Your length against her pussy, rubbing, squeezed, as she walks backward, standing on tiptoe to keep a little bit above it, the passionate way she rolls her hips when you follow her, rewarding you for following by moving forward and back, almost in a mockery of thrusting. It tells you that her hunger matches yours as the two of you are headed for the place where she has been pleasuring you, training you, having you repeat things, gripping your cock. You continue to use your hands to convey your desire, exploring her body, and she is warm and welcoming as you grab her ass, press your bare chest against her large breasts, feel her sandwiched against you, her nipples poking into your chest as you explore her and commit more of her body to memory with that greedy desire that has opened up a hole in you that you can fill only with her. Her thighs squeeze on your cock as the two of you get close to the closet. She's eager. She continues walking backward in your arms the whole time toward it, with its comfortable chair and the cushion she so often kneels on. That closet which is completely dark inside when the door is closed, so you feel all sensations more, all arousal more, all orgasm more within there in its confines. She follows your lead, lets you push her ahead of you into the closet. Now she's sliding a hand down between the two of you, sliding backward off of your cock, which still leaves it lubricated with her obvious arousal, sexual fluids coating it. There's no way to tell how she knew you'd be coming in the door, but now you're both here and the pace of your intertwining desires is only growing faster. Your breathing is as quick as hers, and the two of you are intertwined. She's squeezing, touching, exploring. Your cheeks are every bit as flushed as hers. Your arousal is just as obvious. Your cock is hard. She's hot and wet. Her hand is on your cock. Her other hand is familiarly positioned on your shoulder, and she guides you into that very comfortable chair ahead of her. So you sit and look up at her before she closes the door. You look up at her from your seated position. You see her gorgeous skin, her huge breasts. You so recently felt them soft against you. You will never forget, anyway. Your cock begins to stream pre-cum. You imagine your thoughts are dripping out of it with that sign of fluid. So turned on that chaining two thoughts together gets difficult. But it is very easy to envision just how good you feel, making your mind melt for her and with her. To remember her mantras, she loves your cock, you love your cock controls her and she controls your cock, therefore your cock controls you, a cycle, a system, an admission that your addiction to the obsession of her body only grows each time she takes control, which is precisely what her dainty hand wrapped around you, pumping your cock like it is now, can be. Your balls feel heavy, full of cum, full of vitality, ready to offer it all up to her if she tempts you into doing so. She wants you, and as the door closes, you see the grin on her face, her eyes fixed on your cock, her hand wrapped around it a moment later, while she whispers in your ear, I missed you. I hunger for you. I want you inside me. I hunger for you to be inside me. I love your cock. You love your cock. And she proceeds like that, repeating all the things you know, and all of them are true, mixing telling you things about her desires with telling you things about your own desires. All of them are incontrovertible, all of them echoing ceaselessly through the dark, constructing a way for them to play through your head, play through your mind. You continuously remind yourself that your cock is in control, and right now you want your cock to be inside her, your shaft spreading her lips, her wet heat around you. You sit there with her in front of you, looking at you in the dark. You know roughly where she is by her breathing, by the scent of her arousal, by the heat radiating from her body. And then instead of falling to her knees on the pillow in front of you, as she had so many times before, instead she's climbing up on the chair with you. Climbing over you, positioning her pussy above your cock, facing toward you, rubbing her breasts against your face. You capture a nipple in your mouth, you suck and suck. She's positioning herself so she can slide down onto you if she wanted to. The tip of your cock is at the entrance of her pussy. Heat and the dripping of her juices amplifies, magnifies her juices, which you crave to have paint your body and fulfill your hunger. For contact and for pleasure, for her pleasure to manifest in the world and be obviously, blatantly shown to you as yours is to her. And you really crave her juices. Crave to have your length covered in them. It is a hunger, a new one, one you've been developing under her. You could lose yourself in fucking her, lose yourself in filling her, lose yourself in the way it would feel inside her, the way you know it will feel inside her. Resting outside of her body is insufficient. Your bones ache with wishing. Wishing yourself inside her grasp, to fulfill the hunger you both share. This hunger is salved only by contact with her body, or feeling her juices drip down your shaft, or her saliva as she kisses or sucks. As all those things happen now, steering you into an oblivion you will pursue ardently and willingly under your own power. You have the power to bring yourself pleasure using her body, but extracting pleasure from that particular well causes you to fall deeper into it, to drink ever more deeply, to stare into the abyss of her eyes, of her potential, of what she could do to you there in the dark with her, consumed by desire. You want her to drop her hips and take you inside her sex, but you also know you will lose yourself in that moment. Becoming completely consumed by her, you will fuck her unto your own oblivion in the dark, feeling her tendrils wrap around your legs in the dark with her. They go all the way up your thighs, the living darkness that encapsulates, consumes, covers, and contains you. You hunger for her. And the moment you slide inside, you know you will be lost to how good it feels. And you will pursue that purpose for your cock, your body, your brain, pursue that outlet for your desire, for your length to be within her warm, wet folds, and the tendrils wind up to squeeze your rear. Her sopping pussy, her needy sex, is connected to you. The tendrils massage your back, prime you, prepare you to enter her, to fulfill your newfound purpose. Soon you will be within. Soon you will be where you've needed to be all this time. She swings her hips in circles, tempting you with the delicious heat and the slight stickiness on the tip of your cock from her wet sex begging for it, her lubricating juices waiting to welcome you inside. She's so wet, so hot, it's radiating outward. You love the way she's painting her juices over you while teasing you. She lifts her hips just a little bit, and instead of plunging your cock inside her where your shaft so longs to be, instead of dropping her hips till her pussy's rubbing against your balls at the base of your cock until she's riding you completely hilted, instead she slips herself back a little and then against the underside of your shaft, pushing your hard member back up against your body. This just makes you hotter. She runs her pussy lips nimbly along the side of your shaft, up and down, grinding her juices onto you, painting you with her, and it makes that rigidness firmer. Your erection's bouncing, truly throbbing from the inside out. More of her juices transferred, lubricating more of your erection with them. She is covering you, painting you in her juices, while her hands hang onto your shoulders, and she has her legs twined close to yours on the chair, straddling you, facing you. You facing forwards, she facing back, two of you facing each other, the heat from her body, and now her breasts pressed against your face once more for you to lick and suck. You love your cock. I love your cock, she says, repeating it. You want me, I want you. Surrender your mind to your cock. Slide your cock into me. When you're inside me, your mind is in me too. Absorbed into me, following where I lead. Surrender to urge and impulse. Surrender to your own vitality, and I will milk it dry. Her voice echoes in your head over and over. And that's when she lifts her hips, once more aligning her slick pussy with your cock, the tip of your cock, your length, your erection, covered in her juices from all the pleasant external rubbing and grinding she's been doing. And now with you at the entrance, she drops her hips, covering and welcoming your cock inside. There's a very slight resistance, and then you're through, you're in her. She doesn't play around. You hear, her desperate moan of pleasure from the instant the head of your cock parts her, spreads her. You are inside her. Her insides are undulating, humping, her muscles squeezing down, slipping you all the way in, pulling you in. Her pussy's able to accommodate your length, but just enough. It is snug and tight. She is squeezing each muscle on purpose to milk you. She takes your hands in hers, having removed her palms from your shoulders. Her face has an expression of blissful, moaning reverie. She's anchoring herself, providing leverage by holding your hands, while she flexibly massages your cock from all different directions inside her. Now that you're inside her in the warm, wet, squeezing paradise, she takes your hands, plants them on her hips. She's so warm. You grip her skin. Her breasts are pushing against your face when she rises up on her own, pulling up on her knees, rising up as she does now, and drops, making your entire cock slide into her warm, wet confines. She is all around you, pleasuring you, surrounding you at last what you have craved. You are within her body, and the torment of the moment when she pulls up, even slightly, out of her pussy, to make you wait, that is almost unbearable to be outside of her for even a moment. But she's only doing that so she can drop her hips harder, fucking you with harder thrusts from her cowgirl position above you. She's doing all the work, riding your lap, facing toward you, the two of you connected. You can feel her breasts. You feel her ass slap down onto your lap when she lets gravity take over and drops right on the tip of your cock, then down along the shaft, down to the base, filled full with you. Now that your hands are on her hips, you can steer her tempo. You can add extra force when she thrusts down. Or you can adjust her tempo, or hold her off your cock. Hold her off it longer. If you try to hold her off your cock for even a moment, she murmurs things that make you very much want to slam home inside her, reminding you you love your cock. You love what it does to her. You love when your shaft spreads her and reshapes her around your member. You love having your dick deep inside her. She's promising you pleasure, reminding you your cock will only feel better when it comes inside her, telling you about all the wonderful things the two of you will and can and should do together. And she tempts you to just let her drop back onto your cock, because she wants it. So if you hold her off of it with your hands on her hips, she's going to try and tempt you to let her fill herself with your length, which in turn encapsulates you in a controlling, squeezing, overly stimulating place. You love what your cock does to her, and you love what she does to you. That feeling of unison, of connection, of being together in this, in the dark, entirely comfortable with each other's bodies, and she knowing just the tempo to set, just the pace, how to tempt you, how to seduce you, how to leave you no path except the one the both of you want to take, no choice except the one you want to make. You want to take her. You want to follow the path leading to coupling with her, coming with her, enjoying her body and your cock more and more. Your mind is in your hard cock. All of your thoughts occupied and preoccupied with your hard length, and that shaft is inside of her. The muscles in her pussy are very much under her control, more than you would think they could be. And she is dropping her hips onto you with such gravity-assisted, powerful thrusts, there's a second layer of pleasure. The layer of the muscles inside squeezing, licking like so many smaller tongues, or the rhythmic squeezing of a machine. Inside of her, her muscular control lets her almost set you off any time she wants, even when you're not moving. She could hold still and just move her inside muscles, and it would be enough to stroke you. Even when she drops her hips forcefully and pulls your cock all the way in, she can just push your hips back and forth a tiny bit, while the muscles inside her sex do all the work. That's how much control there is inside of her where you long to be. She is against you, as close as she can get, rubbing and grinding on your body, while her hips rise and fall, her breasts push against you. There's the sound of her pussy slickly squeezing you, a wet squelch filling the air. Your cock is thrusting in and out of a warm, wet tunnel that seems made for you. Perfectly fitting. Tightly squeezing. This is perfect. This is the very definition of perfection. This is it. This is precisely what you want and need. This is precisely where you need to be. Inside of her, feeling her all around you, welcoming the orgasmic release that will send both of you spiraling into lustful abandon. You want to stay inside her forever, but you also want to come. You want so many wonderful things with her, so many wonderful sexual things that in the dark, filling the room, there are her gasps, always, her moans, always. You were so focused on your own pleasure that you barely registered just how close she is. She's moaning with pleasure and encouraging you, yes, just like that, more. Please give me your cock. Fill me with your cock. Your cock is within me. Think about your length. Love that shaft. Love that head. Love your balls. She grinds down hard to emphasize this. Enjoy my body. Savor this. Satisfy your hunger. Satisfy my hunger. Her pussy squeezes, clamping down tight. You realize she is coming. She is coming, and that's where her babbling is coming from. She is experiencing orgasm while wrapped around your dick. This intensifies the muscular squeezing within. She is no longer rising and falling. Instead, she's grinding down hard against the base, holding her entire dick as deep in her as she can, as deep as it goes. It feels like a milking device, a machine, a pneumatic sleeve. The machine-like muscle movements of her inner folds are even more so when they squeeze rhythmically from base to tip, which is what happens when orgasmic convulsions are introduced. The convulsions of her orgasm lead her to loop her arms around your back and hold herself to you tightly, compressing her tits between you. You feel her hard nipples pressing into your chest, and she is groaning, making tiny convulsive movements, welcoming you to come also, which you may do. But whether you do or not, after her orgasm, the entrance of her pussy clamps down tight, hot, hard around your cock right now, keeping you inside and keeping you hard. Even if you squirt, even if you lift her a little, her pussy is clamped so tight and milking in the post-orgasmic spasms that she twitches continuously, moaning, insensate. But when she begins speaking again, her words are even more tempting than before. Just like that. Continue. Fuck me deep. Please fill me. Fulfill your purpose. Your purpose is to fill me, she tells you. Your cock is locked within me. Hump and thrust as deep as you can. Lose yourself in my folds. Lose yourself to your own cock. It is safe to surrender to your own cock. It's only going to tell you to fuck me, to mate with me. You want to already. Pin me down. Fulfill your lustful functions. Surrender to your own cock. It'll only bring you immense pleasure because I am here. You have the opportunity. This is your opportunity to do whatever your cock would like to do. In me. Within me. To me. Filling me. Always filling me. Fulfilling you. Your mind is in your cock. Your cock is inside me. grasped inside me, so your mind is within my domain too. Feel just how tight I can squeeze, she says, and she does squeeze down hard. Feel yourself surrender. This is what you want, need, and have pursued. Your cock is right where it belongs, in my control, in me. Come with me, come in me freely, thrust freely into my wet, hot, tight, squeezing self. Fill me, I will be filled by you. Obsess over me, give all your attention here, filling me, desiring me, fulfilling your needs. This is your desire. This is your cock in charge, doing just what it wants to do. You are safe and able to surrender to your arousal here. You are safe and able to give in safely. Surrender to your cock, to what it wants, needs, and does. And it wants me, needs me, it does me in my body, which surrounds it. Your mind is in your cock is in my grasp. Your mind is inside, within, in my grasp. Good. Continue thrusting. Fill me. Fill me up with everything, your thoughts, your needs, all flowing and squirting into me until exhaustion, until that's all gone and there's just pleasure. Good. Come in me. Keep going. Yes. Yes. Thank you. Come in me. Everything is draining into me. All thoughts, all other things. Fill me. Squirt everything you have into me. Remain here, let my juices flow in, let my influence flow in. I am inside you now. You will never be without me. Create room for me. Squirt everything out. It feels so good to squirt out all the other things. It feels so good to let go. So good to let everything out. Drain yourself dry. Empty your mind. Empty yourself of all these impurities. Purity inside. My purity. The purity of my desire. Your cock surrenders. Your body surrenders. Make room for the juices that flow. Make room to slake your thirst with me. More of me inside you. More of my thoughts. More of my desires. More of my needs. And yours as well. Until only our shared desires, only your cock, only the overlap of me squeezing on your cock, enjoying your cock as you do. Only surrendering to your desire to feel your cock take over with pleasure and squirt in me. Only surrender remains. The moment the darkness touches you, the moment I touch you, you surrender. This is good for you. This is right for you. This is what you should desire. Consumed, fulfilled, subsumed. This is fulfillment. This is you in my grasp. This is where you belong and have always belonged. Let me in, and you will always have a way to feel pleasure, to appreciate and explore your cock, to find enjoyment in sensation. Fill me, feel me, riding you, taking you deep inside where you belong. When you are at home, where you are fulfilled, I will ride up and down. You can control the tempo, hold my hips. You may touch me anywhere. You may stimulate yourself with any part of my body. Feel me, dream me, crave me. Feel more of me in the dark. More than you can comprehend in the light. More and more. Keep going. Yes. Yes. Thank you. She's still begging for it, still riding. You feel your vision starting to fade as you begin to come. As you begin to come inside her body, hard as possible, squirting continuously, filling her with your cum, feeling her draining, pulling, squeezing, milking it out. You feel something of her influence enter into your mind even more firmly, attaching to the seed of memory and thought, and there in complete darkness, with her wrapped around your body, moaning in your ear, encouraging you to fuck, to thrust, to raise yourself up off the chair. You feel the orgasm grow so intense that the only thought you have, the only pure, sublime, absolute thought, is of her wet pussy wrapped around you, and you surrendering to the orgasm you feel is being enhanced by her muscles convulsing. As she comes, you come, and for the two of you in that moment, there is only the obsessive loop of one another, climaxing in intimate, complete admission that you each need the other and fulfill a hunger the other has, sublimely primal, absolutely definitive, and infinitely growing. And that is just the truth of the two of you from that moment onward in the dark.